Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Hour number two, Ben and Woods. And yes, we will talk a little SDFC. Craig Elston's going to join us at 7:35. We will find a way to squeeze in the San Diego State Aztecs as well.
Congratulations,
Red
by the way.
Nation.
Oh, my God.
As we all expected.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, if you were listening to us.
And Thursday.
We said this was going to be a blowout.
We said.
Probably 40 to nothing.
This game is not going to be close.
Well,
we were all exactly right.
Correct.
About that part of our prediction on Friday.
What?
It wasn't competitive. It was not.
What a win. It's
we
crazy.
Said there was going to be a team that would be embarrassed on the field at Snapdragon Stadium, and we were 100% right about that. So we will.
Signature.
We'll talk about
signature win, yeah?
How right we were coming up in Don't Do This.
Yeah, signature dub.
We were that correct about the Aztecs game coming up. But first, you sent me this chart yesterday.
Now, I'll just tell you guys, when I see charts and graphs, my eyes glaze over immediately. It's PTSD from being really bad at math, being in remedial math my whole life. Really, with the deadbeats and dregs of the earth, was the math classes that I was in. Guys with the Van Halen jean jackets on, Marlboro Red. Like, I was a math buffoon. I was in the remedial classes. My buddies would be like, there he goes. It's not my jam. So I saw this yesterday. I go, well, this could be interesting. I think. Let me send it to our resident graph and math nerd, Ben Higgins. And I said, Ben, can you summarize this for me?
So don't feel so bad. It's a pretty obtuse graph.
Is it?
I'm probably going to put it up on the board.
I felt the exact same way.
Okay, thank you. It's not just me.
It's just a bunch of dots. But
I didn't even respond when he said
a guy named David Morgan, not the Padres relief pitcher.
Well, he's down right now. It'd be fun if he was doing graphs and things.
Yeah, a statistician named David Morgan went back a decade just to see whether or not it was important to be playing well at the end of the season. Did that correlate to any playoff success at all?
Because when you talk about sports tropes, right, we always talk about tropes and things that you need, that every sports host and every fan, really, they will say this time of year, you got to be playing your best baseball when you head into October. You've heard it on this show. You'll hear it on Braden's show. You'll hear it on Gwen and Chris. You'll hear it across the street. Hey, man, we are not playing our best baseball. We are, quote, limping into the playoffs. We're screwed.
Now, what he found and what all these dots tell me and someone who's reading this graph, and is what he has suspected as well, it really doesn't correlate at all. Now, that's not to say that some teams that were playing well, which should be the dots on the right side of the graph, do advance deep into the playoffs and win World Series and get to the World Series and get to the LCS. The teams that are playing poorly, which are the dots on the left side of the graph, the ones that are like doing worse than they had most of the season, some of them go out early, but some of them go on and win the World Series.
Of these teams,
yes.
How long was this?
So this is the last 10 years since 2015.
So in the last 10 years, there was one team.
So that dot,
if I'm looking at the blue dot.
Yeah, there's a blue dot that's way on the left. So that was the team, and I don't know which team it was. It might have been The Arizona, no, they were playing well at the end of the season. That was the team that was playing the absolute worst of any playoff
the Dodgers,
team was going into the season. Based on how they've been playing the first 5 months, and then the last month, they really just played terrible baseball.
Lone blue dot, it was the team that was playing the worst.
In the last 10
and
years.
And they made it. They won the pennant. They went to the World Series.
Okay. Whereas the team that was playing the best, the green dot, they got eliminated in the division series. What it tells you is there's no correlation. Sometimes teams that limp into the playoffs go out quickly. Sometimes teams that limp into the playoffs win the World Series. Sometimes teams that are red hot going into the playoffs will go out early. And sometimes teams that are red hot into the playoffs go to or win the World Series.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter statistically how you are playing in the month of September with how you play in the month of October, which kind of, if you're a baseball fan, doesn't that actually make sense to you?
Yes.
Does how you're playing in July really affect how you're playing in August?
Not
when you
even
go
a
back
little.
And look at team-by-team records every month, you go, wow, Padres had a terrible June, but a really good May. Like, why is that? Were they a good team and then a not a good team? From month to month, teams just fluctuate fairly wildly. So having a bad September does not mean you're going to have a bad October, and having a good September doesn't mean you're going to have a good October. It could. Some teams have two bad months in a row.
Let me ask you guys this question, and don't look. What was the Padres' worst month of the season? The worst month. Was it March, April, May, June, July, August, or September? Just off the top of your head.
Right now, I would
say... The way you feel.
It's either June or September.
Okay, June.
May or September.
And September... okay, June, they were 13-15.
Under 500.
Two games under 500.
That was their only full month under 500, right?
Pauly said May and September. May was 13-13. They were 500 ball club. I was like, man, we had a rough August, but maybe it was just Manny. It was just Manny. They were 16-12 in August. Their worst month this year has been 13-15. I'm with you, fans. Yesterday, a guy tweeted, I haven't had fun watching this team one time this year, and we're 14 games above 500. What the hell's happened to me? I go, you're right. I know. You're absolutely right. They're 14 games over 500, and it still doesn't feel like, oh, God, they've played their absolute best baseball, except for the 5-0 start in March, and then they finished April 14-11, so that's 19-11 for the first, you know, month and a week of the season. Then they went 500. Then they went two games below 500. Then they went five games over 500 in July. Then they went four games over in August, and they're 9-10 in September. I think in all of our minds, we're 1-18 in September is how it feels. It's just not the case.
All you really need to make sure you do in the regular season is get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, dicey for some teams. The team that we last week said, who's probably going to win it all? Probably a team like the Astros. If the playoffs started today,
they're out.
The Astros wouldn't even be in the playoffs. So you do have to make sure you get in. That's the one requirement to winning the World Series. Beyond that, you know, I hate to make it sound like it's some random lottery. It's not. It's not a random lottery. The team that plays the best in October will have a really good chance at winning the World Series. Just doesn't correlate to the team that's playing the best in September or playing the best in the second half of the season. It's the team that rises to the occasion and plays the best in October that will win the World Series. Now, don't mistake my statistical, you know, analysis for saying the Padres now are going to win the World Series. They're not, necessarily. They're one of 12 teams that have an opportunity now to play their best in October. Maybe the Tigers, who have absolutely
limping.
Are falling apart at the seams at the end of the season. They had a 14.5, 15-game lead in the division. It's down to one. They've lost their bye. They may lose their division title. They may have to play on the road in the first round of the playoffs. They could still win the World Series because how you're playing in September doesn't really affect how you're playing in October.
Yep.
You know, that is what I am trying to tell you. Just because the Tigers had a bad month of September, they're still in it because they're going to get likely to the postseason unless they have another horrible week, which would then be, that would truly be the once in a millennium collapse.
Correct.
To take a 15-game lead, fritter it away in the last month plus of the season and not even make the playoffs would be insane.
Just looking at the standings is mind-boggling. When you look at the AL Central, the Tigers are 1-9 in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Guardians 9-1.
Bananas, man.
Absolutely storming for that playoff spot.
So I saw a comment in the chat last Friday, and it actually, now you guys know, man, Friday 10:01 comes, I am checked out for a few hours. And it actually got me to look up when I got home. Something to the effect of, well, with this team's payroll, we are way underperforming. And I thought, okay, way underperforming. 14 games over 500. At the time, we were 12, I think, or 11. 12. And I said, okay. So I went and I pulled up the top payrolls for the year. Any guesses on who the top payroll in 2025 belongs to?
That would be the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Indeed. Yeah. They are leading their division. So we'd get a little ding. Yep. Good job. The New York Mets are the second highest payroll. They may not make the playoffs.
They're so underperforming.
We do not get it. Yeah. The New York Yankees are the third. They're in. Philadelphia Phillies are the fourth. They're in. The Toronto Blue Jays are the fifth. They're in. The Chicago Cubs are the sixth. They're in. The San Diego Padres come in at number seven. They're in. The Atlanta Braves, out. The Giants, out. The Red Sox, still not in yet, right?
85, could get in.
Could get in.
A mix of sounds from Pauly.
So, again, you're looking at, I'm looking at this payroll. We're going to be a five seed.
That's about where they should be,
commensurate
based on
with.
Payroll.
So I looked at it and I went, all right, like, why aren't I having more fun with this? You know, like, why aren't I having more fun and being more, a little bit prideful about my team? And not you, me. Why aren't this is for me.
We've gotten a little spoiled the last few years.
I don't even feel spoiled. I really don't feel spoiled. I feel like spoiled would have been making the playoffs in 2023 and going on a run with a generational type player like Juan Soto, who had a ridiculous year, right? That would have been, you know, then you would have been spoiled.
No, the Padres have raised expectations levels. No doubt about that.
Correct.
Like, if this had happened, in 2020, when the 2020 team wasn't even that great.
No.
They had a good 2 months, and we were all really, really, really excited about them making the playoffs, but it's because they hadn't been for so long.
Correct.
And then 2022, after missing in 2021, that felt really, really great.
Yes.
2024 was fun because they missed in 2023, but now they've been to the playoffs. This is the first time back-to-back years Padres is going to go to the playoffs since 2005-2006, and those teams didn't do anything in the playoffs either, so you didn't really have much in the way of expectations.
K-Law says it's because we had so many chances to take the division but didn't.
I feel that.
I can feel a little bit of that, but also I feel I can't really move the goalposts on myself. Beginning of the year, looking at this team, I said 81-81. I did. And I kind of meant it. I kind of meant it. When I looked up and down the lineup and I looked at the starting pitching, I went, I didn't know this bullpen was going to be absurd. I didn't. I thought we'd be pretty good. But I said, we don't have enough offensive firepower. We got Connor Joe in the lineup. We got Jason Hayward in the lineup. We got Yuli Gurriel. We got Martin. Those combined age of those guys is 400 years old. And I said, well, this is a playoff team? No, they're a 500 team. That was my own thought. And here they are, 14 games over 500. There are some cracks. No question there are some cracks. Michael King is a crack. Dylan Cease is a huge crack. Yu Darvish is a crack. You have starting pitching problems. I get it. But I think commensurate with what they spent and commensurate with what my expectations were, I feel like I should be a little bit more fired up.
They certainly spent a lot in terms of capital in their organization.
Indeed, which has never bothered
me. To make sure they
it's
got
never
there,
bothered
and
me.
They did. They made sure they got there with the moves they made at the trade deadline.
They have spent capital before, and it led to nothing. So, like, I now know that I'm going into the playoffs with Mason Miller and Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Laureano on my team. You know, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel like I have a better shot. So, the division, I never expected to win the division, ever. I never once this season thought, I'm going to win the division. You know, especially at the beginning of the year. Yeah, it was there. It was there for the taking, certainly. But the Dodgers could have put the division out of reach in June if they wanted to. They played like ass, too.
And as we just went through, had they won the division, wouldn't really change their odds of winning the World Series very much. Yes, they get a home first-round series as opposed to a road series, but after that, would have been kind of on the same path as the LA Dodgers. So that's not a huge deal, not winning your division.
It would have been cool for us to say.
It would have just been cool.
Yeah.
Now, Ray in the chat says 2025 Padres greater than 2024 Padres.
Not win-loss wise.
It was weird, though. I was thinking the same thing earlier in this segment, actually, to myself. I was thinking, because you were talking about the moments, and it hasn't been that, you don't feel like it's been that exciting. There hasn't been a lot of special moments this year watching this team, and I agree with that. Last year, totally different. Had all the vibes and all the walk-offs and all the great wins. But this year, I still feel like on paper, at least like their ceiling, I think this team is better than the team last year that did lose in the playoffs. But heading into that series, we all thought this team should be in contention for a World Series
title. You guys remember that on our playoff roster last year, Nick Ahmed was on it? Do you remember?
Holy crap.
Do you remember that Tyler Wade was on it? Brandon Lockridge was on it? We missed Jurickson Profar here. There's no question. He is a...
Well, we missed last year's Jurickson Profar.
Correct. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like...
Mo Laureano is pretty better damn good than even last year's Jurickson Profar.
Pretty good. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at the...
We miss Dylan Cease pitching like Dylan Cease. We've missed...
But Dylan
Michael
Cease
King.
Did nothing. He did nothing in the playoffs.
We didn't. But no. In the regular season, the reason they won 93 games is Dylan Cease pitched better last year. Michael King was
there.
Healthy all year. Joe Musgrove was healthy all year. That was the difference between last year's team and this year's team, which I think Paulie's right. This year's team has a higher ceiling and better players overall than last year's team. Had more pitching injuries.
Like they're
to deal
not
with.
Playing better, but if everybody got hot and he started feeling better about it, like I do think that this roster is better than last year's roster.
And Viva Padres nailed it. He's Profar in the second half last year was tough, and in the playoffs,
last that man half carried really us in the first half.
In the playoffs too, and I remember being pretty upset that Schilt would not move him out of the top because he was dying up there, and I'm like, we can't get anything going. And listen, we hope we don't have those same conversations here in 10 days or so.
Kyle Higashioka was
great.
A stunning revelation for the Padres with the power that he provided last year.
Much like Gavin Sheets is this year.
Kind of, yeah.
You know?
Different positions, but similar surprising power contributions.
Yeah, it's nuts,
for
man.
The Padres so that kind of offset each other.
As soon as they clinch, I now realize we're in the playoffs. I'm excited. You know, you do what you want to do. If you want to watch it with a cautious or a... cynical eye, that is up to you. I know that it ratchets up in October. I know it does. I know that the guys on our team care about playing in October very much. I did sit there and think about it. Holy cow, 14 games over 500 and everyone is furious. So like, it was interesting. It was an interesting, I actually talked about it in therapy, Ben, on Friday.
Really?
No joke. I talked.
It's not a bad topic, actually.
I had it. She asked me, why is this time of year stressful for you? And I said, well, if your team is in the playoffs, you're automatically just stressed. And she said, why? And I said, because you want them to do well. And I said, if you don't do well, your season's done and the ride ends, man. The trip is over. And nobody wants the trip to be over. You want the trip to reach its final conclusion. And I said, you have a swath of listeners that are like, told you so, idiots. Then you have a swath that are super disappointed and heartbroken. You know, that's kind of where I would be. And I said, it's hard to navigate. You know, this time of year is just a hard one to navigate. And so we literally spent 30 of 45 minutes talking about the Padres.
Well, I think that's why. It's because the emotion of your team leaving the playoffs and the season ending is grief. You're grieving.
You're grieving.
Someone didn't die, but in a way...
But
the
your
Padres,
dreams did.
Something that was important to you, which was the Padres season, something you spent a lot of time with...
162.
That you had a lot of enjoyment from, is taken from you.
Yeah.
Abruptly... And sometimes unexpectedly, and that really hurts to someone. If you care about something and it's taken away from you, you're going to feel bad about it.
Exactly.
And if you think it could happen, you're going to fear it. And it's going to be stressful that it's going to be taken away from
she
you.
She asked me what my perfect day is in this time of year. And I said, oh, the perfect day is your team plays the early game, they win, and then you just get to sit and hate watch or enjoy other teams' misfortunes. She said that's a very... she's not a sports person. So she goes, that's a pretty twisted way to live. I go, oh yeah, it's like insanely twisted, but this is the reality. So I'm trying to explain to her why I'm a little bit more on edge, you know, that day in her office Friday and why I will be for the next, you know, hopefully month. Hopefully.
All right. We got to take a timeout. When we come back, it's don't do this. And you know what?
It's on us.
We will wear it. We will wear it Gladly. For Red and Black Nation. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
New week, new opportunity to head down to San Diego's best, most comfortable, easiest to get to card room. That, of course, Woods, is 7 Mile Casino.
That's right. Head on down, play some California-style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some Pai Gow, or some Baccarat. Have a delicious meal. You could even take a date there if you're so inclined. Good food. They got little booths, kind of romantic booths off to the side. Sit and have a little meal. Go play some cards.
I think it'd be the right kind of date.
Yeah.
But, and ladies, you know, you take your guy there. That might be a kind of Ooh. Fun date as well. At 7 Mile Casino, you enjoy the patio, have a cocktail. If you're watching games, important week for sports watching. They've got TVs all throughout the establishment, and there's no long drive that you have to sit through 45 minutes or more to the East County and then back. It is so close, so easy to get to, Woods. You just hop on the 5 freeway, head south toward Chula Vista, get off at E Street, stay on the west side. That's Bay Boulevard. You're pulling right into 7 Mile Casino, find a parking spot, walk in, get some chips, and sit down at one of the tables right in front of you. We've been talking about it for years. You're gonna love it. Check it out today at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now, we got Craig Elston coming up to the bottom of the hour, so let's get right to it. Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. And we're just going to do a two-for-one today. Don't do this, Ben. Don't do this, Woods. For maybe one of our worst college football takes of the year. And that was last week as we talked about San Diego State football and how they were going to get bodied by a 3-0 Cal team that was coming in with a hot quarterback that had looked very impressive in their first three games.
Favored by two touchdowns.
They were, got up to over two touchdowns by the final, you know, probably because we had been talking it up so much. We pushed the line up from like 12.5 to 14, saying, hey, everybody put your money on Cal. We apologize, and we will wear the don't do this today. Because not only did San Diego State find a way to cover, not only did San Diego State find a way to win, San Diego State dominated Cal on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium, so much so that when I saw the score, I had to do a double take. Did you get that wrong? Did you reverse that? 34-0. That's the 34 goes on Cal, right? And the 0 goes on San Diego State. San Diego State dominated that game. Cal played terribly. San Diego State was sharp. They scored two defensive touchdowns. They were everything that Sean Lewis had kind of been promising they were going to be. And we didn't believe it. And we will wear this one. Congratulations to the Aztecs.
Unreal.
On what could be a signature performance. Now, they gave away tons of tickets last week to try to get people into the stands. They announced the attendance over 30,000. The turnstiles were more like 21,000. So it wasn't full, but you did have some butts in the seats. And butts that I would imagine were pretty happy that they were in those seats to see that kind of performance.
Yeah.
That's the kind of game that can be a difference maker for a college football program. We'll see what they do from here, but they needed that so badly, Woods. They needed that so badly.
Yeah, I watched the first 15, 20 minutes of it, and I put the kids down, then passed out myself. But yeah, they looked like a different team. I mean, again, the week off certainly helped them, Benny, and they looked like they came to play. Defense was nasty. They were flying to the ball, pressuring the quarterback. They were running the football really well. I like this Denegal kid. I do. I said it since the get-go. He looked really, really good. That is, I believe it said it's their biggest margin. It's their first shutout against a current team from a power conference since beating Oregon State in 1975, guys. It was their largest victory margin against a team from a power conference ever.
Well, think about this. They outperformed the spread by
40,
almost 50 40, points.
Yes, correct.
I mean, that's like...
That kudos!
That would be like Sacred Heart beating Alabama. I mean, that's like... when you're a 50-point underdog, to outperform a spread by 50 points, you don't ever see that in college football. That is a shocking outcome on a night like that. And it was San Diego State that pulled it off. And now they will see how they can build off of that and create some momentum. You know, they haven't started conference play.
Right.
There's nowhere they can't go at this point. I mean, you know, all of a sudden, instead of being at the bottom of the Mountain West, they got to feel like they've got to be a contender. If they can do that to Cal, they should be able to do that to the Mountain West teams that they're going to be playing against. Now it's a matter of consistency. Can you find consistency going forward? But that was a shockingly impressive performance, and they deserve all the
should
kudos
we
this
have
morning.
Sean Lewis on the show this week to help promote your team.
If he wants to come on. Now, they're not playing a home game this week. They play at Northern Illinois. This is the kind of game that you'll be favored by quite a bit now.
Imagine losing to Northern Illinois,
man.
Can
you follow that up? That would be very depressing.
One of my friends texted me. I want to say he said the Aztecs are 1.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No, dogs. 1.5-point dogs to open the week.
At Northern Illinois. Did no one watch the game on Saturday night?
Right.
Well, hey, we can set ourselves up again saying, bet the Aztecs, well, and when they lose, you can blame us.
I think you said in our last segment, what'd you call it, Woodsy, a statement win?
Yeah.
I think it depends. It's a statement win if you do something with it.
Yeah, you got to do something with it.
If you lose the next week, Northern Illinois, I don't know that anybody really remembers.
Kind of goes back to where you were, back to 500. So,
all right, so we both get a don't do this. So
yes.
Let's go right to do this.
DD mega do do.
This was pretty fun. Another kind of lost season for Mike Trout. He was healthier this year, though, although the Angels didn't do anything. But healthy enough that he reached a major career milestone on Saturday, hitting his 400th career home run. And it was not a cheapie. 480-foot shot at Coors Field. Of course, at Coors Field, you want to get that ball back. So what are you going to do to trade? Are you going to sign a bat? Find the fan, ask him, hey, what would you trade this for? And the fan who had the ball said, oh, I'll absolutely give it back to Mike Trout. He was there with his family, but he had one very special request. Wasn't merchandise or memorabilia. He wanted to play a game of catch with Mike Trout on the field.
I believe he got some merch.
He did. They gave him merch as well, but
yeah.
that was like
that's
the deal.
Badass.
That was the deal clincher. It was to get a game of catch with Mike Trout.
Hey, Mike.
And he got it.
You want to have a catch? So good.
I would like to, I think that's a great trade-off whenever a fan catches a ball. Playing catch on the field? Like, let's make that the norm. How cool is that?
I like that he's like, I want to have play catch with you. And Mike Trout's like, yeah, sure. And then I looked and I'm like, oh, this is so badass. And then I noticed Mike Trout's not even wearing a glove. And I thought, there's no one there that
fine.
Can flip
hey,
him
you,
one.
Am I going to hurt you with this? I'll be fine.
He's like, no, I'll just do it with my bare hands. And he just has a catch with this dude. All right, so who would you want to have catch
Ooh.
With?
Ooh.
I'd be so nervous.
You know mine. Would you?
Manny?
Oh, God. Yeah, Manny. Well, no, I don't want to have a catch with Manny. I want to go play first while Manny takes grounders and slings them over to first. That's what I want to do.
That would be fun.
To actually be there when he, you know, does his jump throws.
The problem is that if we did it with Manny or Jake, or they'd humiliate us. They'd want to make us look bad.
Some of us would be okay. Some of us wouldn't.
Well, maybe.
I think I'd be okay.
I think I'd be all right. I can play first. I can catch the ball.
Manny slings one over at top speed and kind of skips it a little
If he short hops it, I might be in trouble, but I'm going to try to make the play. Look,
I'm going to trust that he won't short hop.
I think he's going to do it on purpose.
He worked with Eric Cosmer, dude. All I have to do is I back into foul territory, and I do a big swipe tag, and if I get it, I get it.
Close your eyes, turn your head, and just swipe it up. See what happens.
I would love that, man. I would love to play catch and just shag. His throws.
I've told the story many times when Tim Flannery tossed me a glove before a game at Qualcomm Stadium and goes, "There's no one out here. I need you to warm me up. I'm about to throw BP." And I thought, I am playing catch with a former big leaguer on the field at Qualcomm Stadium. This is so cool.
That's the coolest. You think Schulte would let us do that in spring training?
Probably not. How about Mason Miller?
No.
That's what your fantasy camp's for.
That's true. Manny's not there yet.
No, I do not want to catch Mason Miller throwing at 50% speed.
If we covered you head to toe in protective catcher's gear.
Did you catch a heater?
Could you catch one pitch?
If I'm wearing my like the Seals goalie get up, maybe.
$50,000 if you can catch the ball. Can you catch one?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I could either.
I think you don't even see it. I think your glove's on your left side. It's going to hit you right in the chest, and you're going to fly backwards about 10 feet.
Yeah. Nightmare. It's a great bid. I thought Mike Trout was really cool for that. It was a good ask. It wasn't too intrusive. Like,
is everyone going to ask for it now?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's going to do this bid now. You know how it goes.
It is. That's Don't and Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Right, bad news. The record 7-game road winning streak for SDFC is over. Good news. The 8-game unbeaten road streak continues. We'll talk a little soccer and a little Padres with our friend Craig Elston, host of the Padres Hot Tub podcast that is coming up when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to remind you we're getting down to the end of September, and if you haven't made the decision to start changing your life by losing weight, this is a great time to do it, because if you start the SDFatLoss.com program now, by the time we get to the holidays, you can be down 20 or 30 pounds, 10 to 20% of your body weight before Thanksgiving. Think about that. No New Year's resolutions necessary. You'll already be in your best shape in years if you start the program now. There's nothing getting in your way. Kids are back in school. You can focus on yourself for a little bit and do it in a sustainable way that loses weight quickly. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days when I did the program 2 summers ago. You get to eat real food. You don't have to buy any bars or mixes. They don't have any meals that you buy from them. You just go to the grocery store, make your own food. Chicken, steak, vegetables, that's what I ate a lot of when I lost my weight. You can do the same thing. No exercise necessary, no injections. And then when you lose the weight, because you've been losing it this way that speeds up your metabolism and is based on real foods, it's so much easier to maintain and keep the weight off. I've kept the weight off for 2 years. Schedule your free consultation now at sandiegostfatloss.com. And when you do, make sure you mention my name, Ben from Ben and Woods, because in the month of September, ending September 30th, you're going to get $200 off the program. San Diego's best weight loss program. I've done it. Tony Gwynn Jr. is doing it now. Chris Ello did it. Matt Scraby. We've gone through the program. We've all had success. You're next at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we all know it's somewhere in our heads, but as Woods just said, 1 week from tomorrow, Padres will be playing a playoff game.
Crazy, man.
Woo! 1 week from tomorrow.
Time to turn up!
And yes, we may know where they're heading, most likely Chicago. We could know that within the next couple of days, yep. Actually, if things break the way we kind of expect. But we won't know until Sunday after all the games are played is when Major League Baseball will release the actual schedule. So start times, you know, TV options, those come out Sunday, late afternoon, early evening for all the wild card series games. So we'll find out whether it's a day game or a night game in Chicago, mid-afternoon, you know, mid-evening game. Certainly, it kind of depends on which four teams are hosting the wild card series and where in the country they are located.
Correct.
Chicago could be one of the more easternmost, one of the more westernmost, depending on, you know, which teams end up there. It looks like right now, going to be more of the East Coast-centered teams hosting in the wild card round. At the moment, if you took the wild card, the Dodgers would be the most West Coast team that would host in the wild card round. And then everywhere else is probably more Eastern because the Mariners now would have a bye, so you wouldn't have the West winner be a wild card team in that case. So we'd find out. But Chicago could be the New York Yankees. Hosting in the wild card round could be the Detroit Tigers. So I don't know how they decide when those games are going to be played.
Yeah, that early day game at Wrigley could be a possibility, you know, which is fine by me. Get this thing over with.
Early in the day.
Early. Get it over with early.
One way or the other.
I'm not trying to sit around and wait all day and watch the game. I just get myself into a tizzy.
All right, we got Craig Elston standing by. We'll get to him right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, joined now by someone who appreciates a good Padres playoff appearance because he remembers how few and far between they were earlier in our life. Yeah, Craig Elston is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. We would have died for limping into the playoffs back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, 14 games.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 14 games over 500.
Leading us to a wild card spot.
Yeah, you would have been elated. Do you think we're spoiled now, Craig? That's what Ben said a little bit earlier. I was like, I don't know. I don't really feel spoiled per se.
You know, sometimes I think it's really important show prep for me to listen to your 7 o'clock segment
yeah.
while I'm walking the dog. And I heard your guys' emotional discussion of like, why don't we feel better? The Padres are good. Why don't we feel better? Guys, I think I have a very simple fact-based explanation for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
28-6. The Padres started the season 14-3. And then from the last week of July through about the second week of August, they went 14-3. Two separate 14-3 packets.
Yep.
That's 28-6. The rest of the season is 57-65. That's 122 games of 8 games under 500 baseball, 34 games of 22 games over 500 baseball, and the 6 games we have left to play. So for 3/4 of the season, the Padres have presented as an 8 games under 500 team.
Yeah.
And for basically 1 month, they presented as the best team in baseball. This is why our feelings contradict with the numbers.
Yeah, it's like I told Schilte on Friday, though. I said, you bookend the season the way you started it, you're a World Series champion. Period, the end.
Right.
You know it's in you. You've got it. And you've done it before.
They need their third stretch now.
You got better.
That's it.
13 wins gets you a World Series.
Yeah,
so a 14 and
you got better players.
Stretch, you will dominate in the playoffs.
You got better players now than you did then. Period. The end. There's no debate on that. You got better players, better personnel, better defined roles and things like that. There's no reason you can't. You know, there's no reason. The only reason you can't is you. That's it. It's on
right.
you and your team. It's right there in front of you. You know, you know you've got it in you, and, you know, we'll see. But Woo, I'm starting to feel the tingles, Craig, for playoff baseball on Tuesday, buddy.
Well, you know, there's positive signs, right? Jackson Merrill is hitting like he did at the end of last year. And, you know, there was a stretch of 2-3 months where probably he was recovering from a traumatic brain injury and trying to play through it. And he did not look like the guy that he's looking like now, which is a player that could, I mean, if he has a hot week, he could finish with 20 homers, which is wild because he was at 9 like a couple weeks ago. So that's great. O'Hearn locking in, that's great. And now is where I need to remind everybody that the Padres 100% are facing a left-handed, control-minded starter in Game 1 and Game 2 against the Cubs.
Boyd and Imanaga?
Yeah, they're going to see Imanaga and they're going to see Boyd.
Yep.
In those first two starts. So it's a fascinating thing that's been continuing all year. And that's why the guy I'm going to pay the most attention to this week is Xander Bogaerts, because he's the right-handed bat that can balance out the lineup a little bit. No matter how hot Merrill, O'Hearn, and the rest of the lefties are, you know you're facing tough lefties. They're going to kind of counteract what your strengths are. But if Bogaerts can come back and be strong, and of course if Manny could hit some balls, that would be huge.
If he could get some balls to go out of the yard, I mean, again, if hitting warning track home runs was cool, he'd be Miles Davis after this weekend. I mean, he was getting into some balls. He just weren't going, Craig. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come for him as well. But, you know, fairly encouraging. Like I said last week, I think you said the same thing. I'm not going to overreact either way if you handle business against the White Sox, but they did. So feels a little bit better. Magic number down to 1.
Yeah, and we'll see what this week brings, right? I mean, the Brewers could be a little bit division celebration hungover. This evening, that would be delightful, in which case maybe the Padres can be playoff hungover on Tuesday. And yes, that would be okay. That would be okay by me as well. You know, there's really only a couple of things to focus on this week. The wins and losses would be great. Xander getting back, how Michael King looks on Friday, how you looks in his last start, everybody getting healthy. That's kind of it right now. And then it's buckle in. And let's get ready for the playoffs.
Craig, let me ask you, because depending on what happens in the next couple of days, you know, if the Padres do win tonight or, you know, win a couple and the Cubs lose again, you could find yourself in that very interesting scenario where you're a game or two back. Ooh. And do you then chase trying to tie the Cubs, which would give you the opportunity to host those games, which there's value to that for sure, but if you chase after it and you use, you know, more of your relievers than you wanted to, you could also backfire on you and you don't get there. Or even if you do get there, you've kind of tired yourself out. How would you approach these last games, especially if the Cubs or even the Dodgers, you know, lost a couple this week and all of a sudden it's like, wait, is the division still in play? Is the wild card hosting series still in play? That could be a very interesting thing for Mike Shildt and AJ Preller this week.
You know, I'll say the same thing I said on last night's Padres Hot Tub, Ben, and it's kind of similar to the question you asked me last week. You asked about the Dodgers, you know, race, and I said, well, it depends on these three games. Can the Padres gain 2 games while LA plays Philly and we play the Mets? As a point of fact, we lost ground. So that was over. The exact same thing is in place here. The Cubs need to get swept in their next series, and if that happens, and I believe they play the Mets, if the Cubs get swept by the Mets, the Padres take 2 of 3 from Milwaukee. You're a game back. You do have the tiebreak in that situation. It really puts Mike Shildt in the pickle, Ben. I think you nailed a very interesting discussion topic, because I don't think he wants to go whole hog against the Diamondbacks in the last weekend. I think he wants to rest every one of his starters at least 1 game along the way, but you're almost forced to if you get within a game. So I really think it's almost as simple as check back on Thursday and see where it is. But they're almost doing them a favor if they don't, because it's going to completely change the last 3 games.
All right, Craig, let's shift gears to a little SDFC talk from over the weekend. The winning streak on the road came to an end, but they did get the point in the standings. They remained in first place with 57 points in the Western Conference, three games remaining. Got another goal from Andres Dreyer, who continues to make his MVP push. How do you see this playing out the rest of the season? What did you see? I didn't get a chance to watch the game on Saturday night on the road in Atlanta, or Saturday afternoon, but kind of give us an update on where they stand.
As far as the match itself, it was a tale of two halves. In the first half, the Kramatos were good. You know, they played pretty well. They took advantage of one turnover. They turned it into a goal. They took the lead, and they brought it into the half. The second half, they were just not very good. They conceded possession a lot. They were trailing the ball a lot. Atlanta put a bunch of shots on goal. And honestly, CJ Dos Santos is the reason why they leave Georgia with a point.
Yep.
And they get that 57th point that ties them with LAFC for the greatest expansion season of all time. So it was not a beautiful performance. It was just okay. Getting the point was great. Kind of similarly, Wave up in Portland, they finally scored. They broke a 400-plus minute scoreless streak, but they conceded late. They got a point, so that was just okay. But, you know, for SDFC, almost similarly to the Padres, you're kind of, you know, you're in. You know you're in. You've already clinched. First place is nice, but you're probably not going to win the Shield unless Philadelphia falls apart. So it's really about just finding your form. And I think the big question right now for SDFC, Pellegrino has started the last couple of matches at center forward. Corey Baird has gotten a little bit of time, but there's still just not been any answer at the nine for SDFC. So I'm wondering if new Papa Marcus Ingvartsson is going to make a late season appearance and try and save that position, or if SDFC is just going to kind of go without a number nine post Milan Olasky the rest of the year.
Yeah, the way I read it, you know, Darren told us on Friday that if they finish first in the West, it does get him into the CONCACAF Champions League. So
that's true.
That's worth pursuing, but they're only 2 games ahead, or 2 points ahead of Vancouver, and Vancouver has 2 games in hand. So even if San Diego FC won their last 3 matches, they could still easily end up in second place. They don't control their destiny, which means you don't necessarily need to go all out for it. It's not in your control anymore.
Whole hog is
whole
correct.
Hog, yeah.
Which is one of my kind of favorite sayings.
Similar to the Padres at this point. Like, you can control what you can control, but you can't control that.
Come on down to Dago Cycles. Crank your whole hog.
Crank your whole hog with us. Yes.
Whoa.
Good. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, hey, get some form at home. That's what I'm really looking for, is can they take care of San Jose, stand defeated again in California teams? That's a really cool thing for your first year.
Oh, yeah.
Go undefeated against all California teams, be the Cali champs, and find that form at home. I think that's the only thing as a supporter that I'm a little nervous about, is that the offense just kind of hasn't been there at home for the most part. Let's see that get turned up a little bit and see them keep the roll going. This could be quite an October. It really could.
It really could.
Quite in October.
More playoff stress for Woods.
Yes.
Two fronts.
Play. Yeah, but finding your form at home, I mean, the same thing. It's the exact same thing, Craig. We're talking about the exact same thing right now for our soccer team and our baseball team. Excited, man. This is the good time of year. This is the good stuff.
It's the great stuff. Check out Padres Hot Tub and the Cromaniacs. We've got fresh podcasts out talking about everything. And you've been watching Task, Woodsy?
I have not started Task because I've been a whole hog onto Black Rabbit.
On Black Rabbit.
Oh,
yeah.
My
Black
God. Rabbit is great. It's excellent.
Black Rabbit is terrific, but so is Task. I think it's the next great HBO drama.
Good.
It reminds me of Heat in some ways.
You know I'm in.
Yeah, it's one pursuing the other and then coming, you know, closer together. Absolutely love it. Check out Crossing Streams later this week. We're going to review the Alien Earth finale coming up on Wednesday. That's been a great show, too.
That I did not see.
When we talk to you next Monday, it'll be playoff eve, and we'll be in all of our feelings. So we'll talk to you then, Craig. Thank you very much.
Can't wait, guys. Take care.
All right, Craig Elston with us. We'll come back. We will reset the show as we get ready for the second half of Ben and Woods, including take on Woods, opportunity to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas, and Dennis Lynn, our Lynnsider, does sound like Xander Bogaerts is coming back, as Craig mentioned, so we'll get an update on what went on in the road trip and how Xander is in his rehab as he comes back.
What is rehab?
Rehab.
What is a rehab?
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station.
You have your pab, and then sometimes you need to rehab it.
I got to rehab my foot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.